This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jay Thomas is in the house now, wearing his best Hawaiian wear and a babushka for a hat. I don't know. It looks like Vladimir Putin's best buddy here. Wow. Well, that came from the Ukraine. He's on the right side. USA. USA, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody's coming to hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Kev, you better get over here after the show.
I think that's the plan.
We have the big green, we have big egg, a big green egg. Doing a little grilling today with some turkey out here, too. So we're going to fire that baby up and have some fun. And if you are a satisfied customer of Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, come on by anytime before noon today, and we'll toss you a MyPillow, free MyPillows for those that stop by at Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables, too, West Fargo, just across the Fargo-West Fargo line on 13th Avenue South. Right next to Spitfire, or your choice of some Charlie Kirk merch, because we have a nice sweatshirt here. What does a sweatshirt say, Art? Should show this for the audience at home, watching on our line. What's not to love about this sweatshirt from Charlie Kirk? Never surrender. Never surrender. Flag on the sleeve says the Charlie Kirk Show. Okay, we've got this nice little T-shirt here. Love this T-shirt. It says on the front, are you ready? The Charlie Kirk Show, with a flag on the side saying the same thing. And my personal favorite, this T-shirt can trigger a lot of people. This would not trigger many of our listeners, but it would trigger some of those folks that Justin calls neighbors in Minnesota. You ready for this? Here's what it says. America, the greatest country in the history of the world. If that triggers you, stop listening to the show, because there's no hope for you. And that's from America Fest, kind of cool. But I think for you, Kev, this is the prize of all prizes. Are you ready?
Oh, you see this? Hot sauce.
Kirk's hot sauce.
Very cool.
Made in the USA, original recipe. We're going to get some, let's get some tortilla chips and try this out, guys, okay? We'll open one up, and I've got a few others to give away. Jay Thomas brought the ultimate prize. What'd you bring?
Ready? These are money clips a listener makes. What do those say on them?
These are leather. Let's go, Brandon! And then the initials FJB. What does FJB stand for?
I want to keep my job.
Money clips that say, let's go, Brandon. If you stop by during the Jay Thomas Show later today, that's pretty awesome. Are you going to be here through the lunch hour, too? Are you going to hang?
Yeah, I think I'm.
Yeah, he's going to be around. You got to see this guy. I got to get a photo with Jay Thomas. That Ukraine hat is like the best of the best. Matthew and Bismarck.
Yep.
This is bomber hat. Yep. Came from the Ukraine. We're having some fun at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. And by the way, if you're a satisfied customer, come in, and your choice of the bling I just mentioned, the MyPillow pillows and the Charlie Kirk merch, or if you're not a customer of Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too, but you have a hot tub or a sauna from somewhere else, I just want you to see the best. So you don't even have to yet be a customer. If you come in, but you own a hot tub and you own a sauna, come on in today, because we're going to show you the best of the best. The wellness factories where we're at today. Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables too. Matthew and Bismarck, thanks for waiting. What's on your mind?
I'm calling about the Joe Rogan controversy. Everybody's saying, oh, Joe Rogan, information.
Hang on one sec, Matthew. Hang on one sec, because you've got to adjust your phone so I can hear you better. First of all, explain to people what the Joe Rogan controversy that you're talking about is.
Oh, they're saying there's C-SPAN misinformation from Spotify.
That he's spreading? So, do you have a speakerphone or something?
Are you on your headphones or something? Matthew, can you take off the Bluetooth?
I'm on the regular phone. I'm on a cell phone now.
Okay, well, maybe just move the phone a little away from your mouth, because it's like you're a little muffled.
Okay.
No, it got worse. It got worse. Hang on, Matthew.
Hang on, buddy. Yeah, I can't understand you.
Yeah, hang on. Now, I heard you there. You're better there, Matthew. Try now.
If you say Joe Rogan lied about something, explain what he lied about. Just don't call him a liar. Explain what he's lying about. Just don't call him just Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan is totally stunned that he goes on his podcast. He comes
over
for being a liar.
Yeah, you got some good advice there, Matthew. I wish we could hear you better, but you're
so
saying...
Just what he's saying is that Neil Young said to Spotify...
No, no, I don't think he's talking about that. I think he's talking about...
Yeah, mentioned Spotify. Yeah,
no. Okay, well, I mentioned Spotify. I didn't think he did. But I think, in general, he's saying people that are, you know, calling Joe Rogan a liar should say, well, what is he lying about? And I think that's advice.
Yep.
And second of all, explain the Neil Young controversy, Kevin.
Well, Neil Young went on and said if Spotify is going to keep Joe Rogan on their platform, he's out. And as of right now, Neil Young music is still on Spotify. But Spotify said, all right, fine, you can go.
Good for Spotify.
Joe Rogan has like 1,000 times more listeners, followers than Neil Young.
Not to mention, you know, when you start saying that's okay content and that's not okay content.
Right.
When you're talking about free speech being a tenet of the United States of America, screw you. I'm sorry, screw you. That's ridiculous. That's cancel culture. So good for Spotify to not say, because guess what? As soon as Spotify caves on that, then what's next? Well, they're saying bad things about Joe Biden. Well, so are the vast majority of people who are part of a poll right now. You know, look at his reelect numbers. You know, the guy's in total free fall. So I think Spotify did the right thing there. And I think when you start saying, okay, this is okay, but that's not okay, is ridiculous. And Matthew, to your point, I think... people should be called to task. It's easy to say, they're a liar. Oh, you know, I think of this about the stolen election. Oh, quit saying the election was stolen. That's crazy. That's awful. That's terrible. Okay, well, what state should we talk about? Should we talk about Arizona, where the Attorney General of the state of Arizona right now is reviewing evidence of enough ballots in question that would change the outcome in Arizona? I don't know what you do. If you don't want to call it a stolen election, fine. If you want to call it a lack of election integrity, okay. What about a judge in Wisconsin saying drop boxes for ballots are illegal? You can't do them.
But they did.
But they did. So, you know, and what Senator Kevin Cramer often calls legal theft. This idea that, well, screw our state constitution, we're just going to take that decision from the attorney or from the legislature, and we're going to say health officials can now change how we vote. Happened all over the place. And mail-in balloting when you don't need mail-in balloting. We have in Fargo, North Dakota, because Arlette Preston, a leftist candidate for governor, ran through, with less than factual information on the cost of this, by the way, mail-in balloting. And the longtime auditor with impeccable credentials for Cass County, a guy by the name of Mike Monpleasure, he's since retired, said the Cass County Commission, he didn't name names because he's too much of a diplomat, the Cass County Commission is actively trying to bully, his words, bully the Cass County Commission to change elections to their view. John Strand, Arlette Preston. So it's here. No. You call it what you want. I think ranked voting is stealing an election. Wait a minute. Everybody gets a trophy? No, that's not how elections work.
I know. Whose idea was that?
Well, sadly, the citizens of North Dakota...
Unbelievable.
I take that back. For anybody west of Castleton, I'm not talking about you. The citizens of Fargo voted that garbage in. And it ought to be repealed. So, you know, to say you're a liar or you used to Trump this or Trump that or whatever. No. What are you talking about? Give me the specific example you're talking about. It's great advice, Matthew. Thank you. Texter says, related to, I guess, a conversation yesterday. Kevin was subbing for me along with Todd yesterday. The reason people were bristling over the Sanford honcho you had on yesterday is because he wouldn't say vaccine's bad. Oh, he's saying, okay, I'm sorry, I'm going to read that again. He's saying the reason people were bristling over the Sanford honcho isn't because he wouldn't say vaccine's bad. It was because he was just repeating what Fauci spews day in and day out. On your show, you often criticize Fauci. But when your guest, who apparently is a buddy of yours, says the same thing as Fauci, he gets a pass. First of all, Todd Schaefer's not a buddy of mine. I don't know him. I know him only as in a professional capacity. Mike LeBeau, I know a little bit better, but same thing. It's a professional relationship, not like our kids are hanging out or anything like that, right? But I respect both of them. I do. And I also believe they need to be challenged. So, you know, they ought to be challenged.
You know,
and I don't know.
We talked to him. You know, I talked to him. And we, you know, the conversation. And it was after we heard from some the, you know, the conversation you had with Dr. McCullough. And they're right. You know, he pulls the Sanford line. He has a certain, you know, I mean, yeah, he has a certain narrative that, or a script or whatever that he's working off of. I don't doubt that a bit. It kind of shone in the conversation yesterday. It was like, I asked him a couple of things. I even played him a clip from McCullough, and he, well, you know, he kind of danced around that and got back to their talking points, which is exactly what I expected. So, I mean, it wasn't a question of us letting him off the hook. It's just letting him, you know, say what he's going to say. And you make the decision. You know,
yeah,
listen to McCullough, listen to Todd, listen to other doctors. You decide.
And that's what I always want us to be. I don't want us to say, okay, that person, you know, shut up, they can't talk. I'm not in either extreme, as I explained earlier. I want these people to be heard, and you decide. And one thing I'll applaud Sanford about, a lot more of what I'm seeing for them is not the vaccine is our hope. It is have a relationship with a doctor you trust. And Dr. Peter McCullough talked about that as well, and some things you need to ask your doctor. More of that conversation coming up, and your calls welcome. What's on your mind continues.
Ever tried one of the delicious 18th Street sandwiches you can find them at PetroServe USA, and they're a dollar off all month long. Actually, everything's great at PetroServe USA. Home cook and grab and go convenience 4-for-4 deal with a gooey, awesome hot stuff personal pan pizza, 2 cookies and a 20-ounce drink, 4 items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. Pet safe ice melt is $8.99, Balsa blankets $9.99, and assorted Hershey's candy bars 2 for $1. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
What's on your mind is powered by MyPillow. Most important thing to your health is your sleep. And all of their sleepwear products, and that means their sheets, mattress toppers, everything. Right now, they have great blankets, waffle blankets, incredible. Right now, all half off. Half off! And they got an overstock sale where you can buy, you know, one or two or three of the big towels and not have to have the little towels if you want, and other things as well. The Kevin Flynn-endorsed body pillow, $39.99 for the pillow and the pillowcase, normally like $120. MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, or call 800-506-9028. 20 past the hour on What's on Your Mind. Let's, by the way, more of our interview with Dr. Peter McCullough coming up at the bottom of the hour, so stay tuned for that. The boat show's in town, too. We're going to talk to those folks a little later on. Actually, it'll be on tomorrow's program. And I should give you a heads up on tomorrow's program. Senator Ron Johnson will join us on the program in the Talk Radio Town Hall. I don't think there's a better warrior on exposing the BS of what Pelosi and Schumer and Biden are trying to do on the January 6th thing. The guy is just fearless. He's been fantastic on it. And guess who hosted in the United States Senate a second opinion summit with Dr. McCullough and a whole host of experts, Senator Ron Johnson. So Senator Kramer invited him to join us in a special extended talk radio town hall. That'll be tomorrow. So your questions for Senator Johnson or Senator Kramer are welcome right now. So we make sure we get them in front of them tomorrow. It's the safest way to do it, okay? 800. No, I'm sorry. I'm going to give you a different number for the calls, questions, or comments for Senator Ron Johnson or Senator Kevin Kramer for tomorrow. You ready? 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. One fact check on myself. I somehow said Arlette Preston was running for governor. That was a Joe Biden moment. I'm sorry.
Way to go, Brandon,
says Jay Thomas. She's not running for governor. She's running for mayor. Although, who knows? I think the thing is, given the leftist views of Arlette Preston, we already know she can be elected in Fargo, and she's on the Fargo City Commission. The contagion of liberalism in Fargo is something that should scare every single North Dakotan, because, trust me, it's going to spread west. So, long story short, Arlette Preston would have zero, not a zippo chance of being elected governor in North Dakota right now because of her ideology, but I don't know about 10 years from now. I don't know about 15 years from now. And unless we fix Fargo, everything you care about in the conservative cause in North Dakota is under attack. It's like Minnesota. Minneapolis, St. Paul are the reasons, and Duluth, a little bit on the, you know, the granolas up there, fruits and nuts land of Duluth. All, you know, all of that ends up affecting the rest of Minnesota. I would argue Fargo's been infected partly from Minnesota in that academic kind of way. So these are things you need to pay attention to. A lot of your feedback coming in related to our interview with Governor Kristi Noem. Let's see. Hey, how about Kristi Noem merchandise? That would outsell even Donald J. Trump's. I want a calendar of every event she's carried the U.S. flag on horseback.
I want that
no
calendar
kidding.
Too. Yeah.
Let's do that. It. Let's do it right now. How about that? That's our mission in 2022. We'll do it. And every penny of it will support her reelection effort. Okay? Texture says, we South Dakotans don't give a crap what the Moonbats think of our governor. We're all sitting on what they can kiss.
The Moonbats.
Very creative text. Thank you very much. But you know what? It can't help but affect her and her family. And when you're on constant attack like that, Texture says, hi, Kristi, I'm proud of you and the job you're doing. Keep up the good work for the good people you are leading. Another Texture says, yay, Governor Noem. As a Minnesota resident who is actively searching for a home in South Dakota, we are excited to live in a free state. Way to go. Signed, Chad. Thank you very much. Another Texture says, tell the governor that I'm a construction worker and I'd love to move to South Dakota, but their unemployment is not even as close as good as North Dakotans. Is there anything you can do to fix that problem? Well, the fact that the unemployment incentive in Minnesota is to reward you for not working should never come to South Dakota. So when you say unemployment is good, and I get the construction worker thing, that's a big deal, but here's the deal. You'll never stop working in South Dakota, so you don't need unemployment. But I'll forward all of that on to all of them as well. Texas says, best show ever yesterday, and the host did a great job. I think that means I'm glad you were gone, Scott. I think it was what that means. Yes, Kevin was hosting. Brilliant to host guests for discourse of opposing medical views. You pick up the slack that everyone else leaves a void with. Thank you for helping many. Oh, how nice is that? Another and a kudos to Kevin, who is a most able co-host and wonderful guest host when I'm gone. Same with Todd. These guys are great. And Chris, super producer, keeps him on the rails. It's wonderful. Texture says, Neil Young is most popular from Lynyrd Skynyrd singing about him not being wanted.
Yeah, Southern go, man. Yeah,
go,
man.
Go drink a cup of shut the heck up, Neil Young. All right. Do you love our listeners or do we love our listeners?
That's awesome.
Unbelievable, these people. They are fantastic. That's wonderful. All right, let me squeeze in some calls. We're backed up here. Something big time. How about Steve out of Western North Dakota? You're on What's on Your Mind, Steve. Go ahead.
Yeah, liberalism. They're not liberals. They're communists. What we have is a communist infiltration in this country. It is time for an actual civil war. That is the only way. Furthermore, how come the media blackout on what's happening in Canada? Trucking across Canada, the Freedom Rally, let's get some coverage on that.
Convoy 2022. Yep.
We've talked about it, but not enough,
okay.
Steve, to your point. We can talk about it more, and we should have some truckers on from up there. I'll agree with everything you said with the exception of it's time for a civil war. If you mean a civil war as in a shooting war, I think the greatest country on the face of the earth can rise up short of violence. I can never think that that's a good idea. We've got to rise up, and quite honestly, I'm more invigorated than I've ever been about this country, because guess what they've done in 1 year? They've recognized Joe Biden is a putz and couldn't run a popcorn stand. They figured that out in 1 year, and that's despite the mainstream media and all the wind at his back and everything else. So just rise up. Do something about it. Don't suggest people shoot each other. That's never okay. Jack in Linton, you're next on What's in Your Mind. Go ahead, Jack.
Yes, Scott, first-time caller, but I would like to comment on your interview on Tuesday with Jeff Schaefer from the North Dakota Stockman's Association.
Yes, sir.
And towards the end of the interview you did with him, you asked him what the cattle groups are, you know, in North Dakota, what we agree on, and he brought up product of the USA. Well, Scott, that is exactly what we have right now. We have product of the USA. And the product of the USA, they can bring in the Packers can bring in meat from 22, 23 countries, unwrap it, rewrap it, and put that stamp on. Not only is it not American beef, a product of the United States, is it not a product of the United States many times, but it's very deceiving to the U.S. Consumer. Now, I have never seen a statement from the North Dakota Stockman's Association where they're in favor of mandatory cool. As a matter of fact, the NDSA and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, they have actively opposed it from the start.
Great points, Jack. And again, this is my wish for cattle producers, for the beef advocates, you know, the associations, unite. If you cannot unite now over the way to take on the Packers and the consolidation, you never will be able to. Find that one thing. Go to it. Thanks, Jack. I appreciate the call very much. Call again, please.
It's time to relax with a jug of North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. At the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy-sipping drink and rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store and go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota Sweet Crude. Old Man Widener passed his recipe on for generations, and they want to share it with you. North Dakota Sweet Crude, a great way to finish your day.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Pope Francis on Wednesday in unscripted comments told parents of children with different sexual orientations they should not condemn them, but offer them support.
Che si rivolgono allo stesso padre in la preghiera che ci fa fratelli.
He also addressed world leaders to find a peaceful resolution to the tensions at the Russian-Ukraine border. The vice president is in Honduras. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Honduras today and will return to the United States later this evening. She's there to attend the inauguration of Socialist President-elect Xiomara Castro. While there to congratulate, she reports she will be working to address the root causes of migration to the United States. State Department spokesperson Ned Price announced the United States will make sure the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline project between Russia and Germany won't go ahead if Russian troops invade Ukraine. Germany's ambassador to the United States appeared to support Price's comment. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do I get to make you hungry today? Is that my job?
Please do. Yeah.
I get to make you hungry today. PetroServe USA. Home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. How about a Valley City? 292 exit. Right off I-94. Pulled pork French dip sandwich today. West Main Avenue, West Fargo's doing those cabbage rolls or the pulled pork. Chicken fettuccine with veggies on 12th Avenue. Salisbury Steak, 205 NP Avenue. Pulled pork or sloppy joes up in Euland. And my spot in Glendon, cream chip beef today. And that makes me hungry already. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. It's home cooking and grab and go convenience.
28 before the top of the hour. We're at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. And if you're a customer, come on in. A little customer appreciation day going on here today. Jay Thomas from the Jay Thomas Show on WDOI doing a show here today as well. And we're just having a grand old time. And tell you what, if you're a satisfied customer, you come to the West Fargo store today. And, of course, there's Hot Springs Spas, Pool Tables, too, in Bismarck. They're also in Grand Forks. We're at the West Fargo store today. And you're a satisfied customer, just say, hey, Scott, I'm a satisfied customer. I'm going to hand you my pillow, Charlie Kirk. Bling or some hot sauce. We're going to be sampling the Kirk's hot sauce today. The Big Green Egg Grill doing some turkey today. So come on by. And I'll be here at least through the lunch hour and then back later this afternoon as well from 5 until 7. And Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Over 50 million people have watched Dr. Peter McCullough with impeccable credentials, most published on heart issues, kidney issues. This guy's credentials are unimpeachable. They really are. And he is giving America a second opinion on COVID. And that's something we all ought to just listen to and then talk to our doctor about, okay? So we're blessed to have Dr. Peter McCullough come on the What's on Your Mind program. And here's some more of that interview. We've heard it over the last couple of days, and today, the final day, we have the entire interview beginning to end up on our Facebook page. Here's what I asked Dr. Peter McCullough that I want you to hear.
I want to talk a little bit about your testimony related to the balanced approach to the pandemic and four pillars that have been the center of your advice on this. And by the way, Dr. McCullough sees patients. I gave you at the start of the interview his resume, if you will, and the doctors in the Senate testimony with Senator Ron Johnson's committee on the second opinion. These are world-class experts. You know, Yale and many other academic environments. And it's amazing to me how easily they're dismissed by the corporate media again and desk doctors. You see patients. Dr. Fauci does not. So all day long I'm going to trust the advice of people that actually are in front of patients every day and are leaning into some of this research. Does it ever irritate you to see desk doctors mock your work, Dr. McCullough?
You know, doctors who don't have clinical experience and certainly don't have the depth of scientific and public health and clinical trial experience, those doctors quickly fall to the side. I know they attempt to level criticism, but I've never had a single one of those doctors have the courage or integrity to engage in a discussion with me directly. And I think the reason is they're fearful. They know they're wrong. And, you know, I have over 660 peer-reviewed publications in the scientific literature. I'm one of the most published doctors in the history of the world in my field. I focus on heart and kidney interactions. I have 54 papers in COVID-19, including the two seminal treatment papers with a large cast of authors. Paul Merrick was around the table. Dr. Merrick is considered the father of critical care. He's published more on the critical care of patients than anyone else in the history of medicine. I mean, America heard yesterday from the giants in medicine that are telling the country that we're giving a second opinion. We could have always treated this illness early to prevent hospitalization and death. The care in the hospital could be far better than what it is. And the vaccines are simply not working at this time, and they're not safe to continue in a broad mandated campaign. The mandate should be dropped immediately. In my view, all the vaccines should be pulled off the market, and we should do a deep dive on safety.
Let's walk through your four pillars. One is to limit the spread. You said something in this testimony I don't think I've heard before, and that is how this is spread is someone that is sick, has symptoms, and then spreading it to someone who is susceptible, not asymptomatic to asymptomatic. And that was the whole argument for shutting down schools, right? That, you know, you could spread this and be asymptomatic and you're going to kill grandma. I mean, that was a central pillar to much of this debate. How did that go so wrong based on your evidence, your research?
There were papers that weighed in, one by Cao from China, 10 million patient study, and then one from Madewell. These were published in very highly recognized journals that basically showed asymptomatic spread doesn't happen. People, like any other illness, you have to have symptoms to pass it on to someone else. It was a false narrative to say this was the first illness in the history of medicine where two completely well people can pass it to each other. It doesn't happen with any other illness. And there were papers published that said, 30 to 50% of the spread occurred through the asymptomatic spread. Well, the panel heard yesterday from Stanford professor Dr. Jay Bhattacharya, who's a frequent contributor to Fox News, as I am. I'm in the medical panel for Fox. And Dr. Bhattacharya outlined the Great Barrington Declaration, which was put forward by him and two esteemed colleagues, that basically said, don't lock down, that this doesn't spread asymptomatically. Don't lock down. It turned out Sweden had the right model in that we can just treat those who are vulnerable, become sick, and we can take protective measures for those at the highest risk, including our seniors and nursing home residents. So, you know, in the end, there was a right and wrong here. And the wrong approach was to lock down people who were perfectly well, who didn't have the disease. Even those most commonsensical in your audience would understand that. Two people who don't have the virus don't have any reason to be locked down.
You know that, Scotty, right there, what he just said, the asymptomatic spread, I've been saying from the beginning, if you buy into that, you've got to buy into that, that I don't feel sick, I don't look sick, I have no symptoms, but yet I can get you sick and maybe kill you.
You know,
and my biggest question mark since the beginning of this whole thing with the masks and all of it.
It's about a 42-minute conversation I did with him, and I know we've dripped that out over a few days, mainly because we just have other things going on. But I encourage everybody to listen to every word. That I was just talking to somebody that said, you know, Charlie Kirk did an interview with Dr. McCullough and two other doctors.
Malone,
it was like 2.5 hours long, but it felt like 5 minutes. You know,
right.
And it's just much longer than we're able to do, but the information is solid. It really is a solid information, so it's unbelievable. What's the next question we're going to have for him here?
Right here. You're talking about the pillars. Sweden was
widely mocked for that approach as well, and now the numbers have shaken out. They've done considerably better than most countries and considerably better than the U.S., correct?
That's true. You know, and I've been to Sweden myself, and it's a country very similar to the United States. In fact, it's like the upper Midwest. you know, going into, you know, a town in Sweden would be like going into Des Moines or to Sioux Falls. It's very similar. I was in Gothenburg, Sweden. It reminded me of Ann Arbor. No different. And so the bottom line is Sweden and the United States are very similar countries, and it took two different approaches. The approach the United States took at the advice of our public health officials was a disaster.
You made one other point on limiting the spread, and that is the lack of evidence, that hand sanitizer does anything. I think you called it irrelevant in the fight against the pandemic. I don't know how much money has been made on selling hand sanitizer, but for something that's irrelevant, it's done pretty darn good, hasn't it?
Well, here we were. We are sitting around a table in the Kennedy caucus room in the U.S. Senate, and in front of each person was a giant bottle of hand sanitizer and a giant dispenser of sanitized wipes right in front of us. You could barely see our faces. And it was like, you know, this is not a hand infection. We have figured this out. This isn't even spread by the hands. It's spread in the air when someone coughs. And so this preoccupation on hand sanitizer was almost like a distraction. You know, I flew in the airport last night. You go to DFW airport, every 6 feet there's hand sanitizers. It's not a hand infection. And if we had public health measures, there could be other ones. Honestly, people could have focused on improving air exchange in rooms or air purifiers and sanitizers. There's all different types of things that one could do, but the preoccupation on hand sanitizers, and in fact, I remember when Laura Ingraham had a montage and she was showing Sanjay Gupta on CNN teaching America how to sterilize pizza boxes. You know, it's not a pizza box infection. I mean, common sense should tell Americans that something is off, that people are behaving in a very nonsensical and absurd way.
Can we keep going?
That's so good.
Yeah. Next question. So I'm going to keep this rolling because this is good.
I don't think we have enough time for the next one, so we
another
can get
filler?
It
after the, all right. Sounds good.
After the break.
Let me get Tim and Bismarck in here with a question or comment. Live at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. And by the way, I just had sausage that was made on the green egg grill. Oh my gosh, you got to come by for this. Hot.
Yeah.
Are you coming over here, Kevin?
I am gonna. Yeah, I'm gonna.
Right, good.
Yep.
Bring some boat show tickets too. Would you bring some over here?
I will.
All right, sounds good. Let's see. Tim Bismarck, wait in the chat. Go ahead. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey Tim.
Did you say Tim?
I did.
Yeah.
Yep.
Go ahead, Tim.
Yes, I called in about 4 or 5 weeks ago, and I was talking about how you could call into Little Cottage if you want to get a Carmarole there and wait outside if it was real packed inside. And but when you go to Sanford clinics, you can't do that. Well, what I didn't tell you was that my wife was an employee at Sanford for 20-some years, and she called in to discuss having to wait in the waiting room with all them sick people. And she called in twice and left messages with the management that she'd like to discuss that, and they never called back. Are you there?
I am, yep. Yeah, I remember your call
they
about
never,
the Little Cottage Cafe. I guess I'd forgotten the connection to Sanford Health, but you're saying that she's an employee, she's expressing concern, and nobody's saying, you know, I hear you, or here's why we're doing what we're doing. She just wants to know whether her suggestion's been heard, it sounds like.
Yeah, and they never returned their phone call. So I've been listening to Christy Nome and everybody and their opinions and about knowing what you're talking about and having proof and liars and stuff like that. Well, here's my proof of my opinion of Dr. LeBeau being a liar. I went to my private doctor when my wife got COVID, and she got hydroxychloroquine. And since then, three of our friends have gotten COVID, and they went to their Sanford doctors. Well, two of them went to a Sanford doctor, a third one, I'm not sure where. But their Sanford doctors, two of them would not give them hydroxychloroquine. They said that they can't give it, that they'd get in trouble, and they don't give it.
Hang on one sec here, Tim. I want to finish the story on the other side of the break, and I'm not sure the connection to Dr. LeBeau on your story, but I want to hear it when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
So DJ Coulter's my insurance agent, American Family Insurance. I want him to be yours, too. I really do. And DJ, tell folks what you do differently at DJ Coulter Agency with the business lines.
Well, Scotty, we sit down with business owners and we ask them a lot of questions to make sure that truly have their world protected. And you need to have not just your liability, you need to not just have your building, any assets in the building. Now we have cyber liability coming at us.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com. You see the signs everywhere, Strata. What are they? They're all about service, exceptional service and support to their customers, quality, high quality, cost competitive products and services, integrity, innovation too, and they're a great place to work. The Strata Corporation has a career for you waiting at stratacorporation.com. Click the careers link. Solid people, solid products, solid performance. Since 1910, that's Strata solid.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, continued the conversation with Tim from Bismarck. We did not record it, so I apologize. I thought we were, so I could finish it now, and now he's not on the line. But I said, okay, to help me understand how somebody lied. And he's saying, well, a half-truth is as good as a lie, according to the Bible. And what he was saying is, two Sanford doctors said they were not allowed to offer HCQ treatment. And again, I think that doesn't make Dr. LeBeau a liar. Dr. LeBeau said it's up to each individual doctor. We don't tell them you can or you can't. And if somebody asks for HCQ, but their belief is you shouldn't use HCQ, that's that doctor. It's not that doctor being told. So I reject the idea that it's a lie. But I think Dr. McCullough's advice to ask your doctor, if I end up testing positive for COVID and get symptoms that are worrisome, how will you treat me? Will you give me early treatments? That's the conversation that should happen right now. And that should help you understand, do I trust the doctor? Is he giving me the right reasons? Is he not? Now, mind you, I talked to my doctor. The doctor said, Scott, you're 57. You had some health issues in your past. I believe you should. I don't. This is pre-Delta. We don't know on variants. We don't know what's going to happen. We see some early signs on Delta. I think you should get it. I said I'm not going to be a hypocrite and tell people to not trust their doctor when I trust my doctor. But I think Dr. McCullough's got another avenue there. So again, these are ways for you to think long and hard and make those decisions for yourself. Don't let Scott Hannon, Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell, super producer Chris influence you. Make those decisions for yourself. Okay? Where are we at on the McCullough interview, Kev? Is there a next question I should ask or go to here? Now, again, the whole thing is up on our website, the entire thing beginning to end. We've dripped this out over 3 days because it's a 42-minute interview. I'm going to take Jack and Linton, and then you tell me what question we should go to next for Dr. Peter McCullough. Jack and Linton, calling back because he didn't get everything in he wanted to get in earlier. Go ahead, Jack.
Yes, Scott. Did you by any chance catch that IBAN delivering that hamburger last week around the state to the schools?
I did not, although I heard that, whatever resources the schools normally use, some of them have dried up, and it's a bit of a mess. I knew that was a problem. I didn't hear that IBAN had jumped in to do that. Good for them.
Well, I guess what I was going to get at is last week, Scott, I, with the help of Deb Eglin from the Department of Public Instruction, board members of IBAN, and also with a hell of a lot of help from South 40 Beef out of Bowman, I sold 1,750 pounds of hamburger, North Dakota hamburger. Let's put that in first. It's North Dakota hamburger to six local schools around my area here. All I had to do was call them. And these, on one other show, one of the members of the old Stockman's Association said that the only reason these schools were interested in it was because it was free. Well, I tell you what, they paid $3.79 a pound for this hamburger, and reports coming back say not only does it taste better, it smells better, and they're getting 15% more product per pound of hamburger. I guess the main thing I have is, where is our North Dakota Beef Commission and where are our beef checkoff dollars? Why does just a single person have to do that?
Or a single group, or no, these are very good points on your part, and I think those are fair questions, and I'm going to ask right from your questions today. So this is a topic we're going to spend a lot of time on in 2022.
Each of the head cooks or the superintendents I talked to over this time period, they've all indicated that they would sooner buy local than buy off the truck. So this is where mandatory cool would come in again. You know, so I guess it's disappointing that we could, every school district in the state has this opportunity. You know, they just need to get a local processor to that state or federal inspected.
Appreciate the call very much. Thanks a bunch.
Annie Magnato is Scott.
Yeah, and those are questions we're going to get answers to, so appreciate you calling back. First-time caller that didn't get everything in and he wanted to say. Annie Magnato, the egghead, is here. You egghead, you.
Hey, good to see you, Scott.
How are you? You're proudly a big green egghead. I just had some of the sausage that came off. What were you cooking up there?
That was some sausage done by John and Wayne's Meats, and they were here dropping food off. We're cooking here today all day long. We're doing a turkey. We're doing some sausage. We'll cook many different things throughout the day, and it's a little chilly out there to barbecue, but like a famous friend of mine used to say, every day is a great day to barbecue.
That's exactly right. And, of course, every day is a great day to be in a hot tub from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. 13th Avenue South, next to Spitfire. Come on over. Stop and see us. And Andy's got the big green egg out there. If folks aren't familiar with the big green egg, how great are they and where do I get them?
It's the ultimate cooking experience, and you can get them right here.
Like as in buy them from hot spring spas and pool tables too?
You're right here, yeah. There are several people here that are able to help you and tell you about the product and why it works even on a day like today when it's really cold outside.
That's fantastic. And they are a revolution in outdoor cooking, aren't they?
They are, yeah. You want to cook something low and slow, it does that. You can smoke something all night long, or you can cook something really hot and fast or at any oven temperature. Great way to cook.
Thanks, Andy.
Thank you.
Andy Magnato with the Big Green Egg, cooking at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Don't forget My Pillow Pillows if you're a satisfied customer. Some Charlie Kirk goodies, and we're going to try the hot sauce on some of Andy's wicked good barbecue as well today. Kev, I'll throw it to you to wrap things up for today. By the way, more of our interview with Dr. McCullough tomorrow, plus Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, who hosted Peter McCullough in a great event. Kev?
Hey, Schwann Buick GMC. Just want to remind you, they've got over 75 pre-owned trucks and SUVs right now. Clearly marked price to sell. All makes, all models. Looking for a great pre-owned? Check out SchwannBuickGMC.com. Call them 701-214-6372. See ya.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auctioneers, your equipment auction team that gets results. There's never been a better time to turn iron into cash. Piper's equipment auction team is prepared to offer a free market analysis of your assets and provide uncomparable options for you, whether it's a private on-farm auction, a timed online-only auction, or consignment in any one of Piper's regional equipment auctions throughout North and South Dakota. Contact Piper's Auctioneers at 701-523-7366 to discuss your Piper's exclusive equipment auction for 2022, or log on to Piper's.com for all upcoming auctions.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.